The people of the Central Asian nation of Tajikistan are facing the loss of an important cultural tradition. Weddings there are traditionally long, loud, and expensive. But the Tajik government has imposed a law limiting the number of guests and food prepared at weddings. Officials want to stop poor Tajiks from bankrupting themselves by throwing lavish parties. NPR's Ivan Watson sent this audio postcard.
The bride and groom haven't arrived yet, but the cooks are already hard at work at this village wedding, carving roast lamb for the guests and stirring an enormous cauldron full of plouf over a fire. Plouf is a hearty Central Asian dish which is traditionally served at Tajik celebrations. A cook named Ruslan, who is dressed in a heavy purple kaftan, describes the ingredients.
Plouf, 30 kilogram, risa, 10 kilogram, miasa.
Plouf is 60 pounds of rice, he says, 20 pounds of meat, 10 pounds of vegetable oil, and 90 pounds of carrots. In between forcing vodka shots on a foreign visitor, Ruslan fires a verbal shot at the Tajik government and its new law, which downsizes weddings. We used to prepare two or three pots of plouf for weddings, he says, but today we can only make one. The new law forces hosts to spend less, Ruslan adds, so now the guests eat less. In recent years, Tajikistan's president, Emomali Rahmon, has issued a number of decrees that regulate the daily life of his citizens, including bans on gold teeth, the use of cell phones in universities, and big birthday parties. He has also restricted people from holding extravagant weddings in an effort to stop Tajiks, 60% of whom live below the poverty line, from bankrupting themselves. According to the new rules, weddings can't have more than 150 guests, can't last more than 3 hours, and of course the cooks are now only allowed to make one pot of plouf. But here in the village of Chirtak, the groom's brother, Ilyas Kholov, says he likes the new law. The two brothers saved up for today's party by working on construction crews in Russia. I don't want to go into debt throwing a big wedding, Kholov says. I'd rather save my money and spend it on a house. The bride and groom finally arrive in a white car decorated with plastic flowers. The music starts as the 18-year-old bride, Sangina Mohruz, emerges dressed in an all-concealing veil that's decorated with embroidered flowers and gold trim. Guests dance with their hands in the air, and a drummer and clarinetist lead the way as the couple slowly walk to their new home. Maulida Mustafabekova watches and nods in approval. She's part of a government commission which monitors weddings and fines the hosts as much as $300 if they break the rules. I have to keep an eye on how many guests there are and how much plouf is prepared, Mustafabekova says. Before, it was considered shameful not to invite the entire population of the village, and the weddings used to go on for days. But today's wedding is over within a matter of minutes. Before leaving, an uncle wishes the newlyweds a beautiful life together and many, many children. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Chirtak, Tajikistan.